You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Yep, that's right. We're back. We're talking about Sunday in the New Testament. It's mentioned 8 times. Not a single one of them is instructions for us to worship on that day and violate the fourth commandment. So trying to get people to blow the dust off their Bibles, it's the fourth commandment. Let's look at what the Bible says. Why do you go to church on Sunday? Because you shouldn't. You should be going on Saturday. James is a leader of the church in Jerusalem, and he gives us insights on what the Gentiles were doing every Sabbath. Acts chapter 15, verse 19. Says, therefore I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God. But we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. Here's the kicker, folks. For Moses has had throughout many generations who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. So the reason that they don't make the Gentiles know it all and be perfect, the 4 things that they got to do so that they don't defile the synagogue, they can come in the door and they can learn every Sabbath. They'll learn from Moses that tells us what church was in the first century. This is what church was. You went to church on Saturday, same day as the Jews did it. And every Sabbath, it's called the Torah reading, every Sabbath there's a portion of Scripture, a portion of the first 5 books of the Bible. There's 154 places what we have today is the Masoretic text, where there are breaks in the text and identifies what these Torah portions are. And they would read them, and it would take 3 years. Over a period of 3 years, you would learn the law, a piece at a time, a little bit every Sabbath, every week. That's how the Gentiles learn. You don't get Sunday out of that. You go to the synagogue on Sunday and it's empty. Now, Paul brings a group with him to Philippi, Acts chapter 16, verse 13. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside where prayer was customarily made. We sat down and spoke to the women who met there. Now, a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was also a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira who worshiped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us. I'm not trying to be contentious. I'm not trying to be antagonistic. I really do care about people, and Satan has deceived the world. And I don't know, different ministers, it'll be different things. Some know that Saturday is the Sabbath and it's the proper day, but they don't tell their congregations because they're going to get fired. And if they don't collect a paycheck, nobody will show up in the congregation because they want to keep Sunday. That's not the Lord's Day. Listen to this series. They're archived up on the internet. We want you to know the truth. The truth will set you free. This is a wonderful gift that God has given us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.